رحم الله من يقرأ الفاتحة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب إله العالمين، أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين. قال الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن الدين عند الله الإسلام، آمنا بالله صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلوات اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Once again, we thank Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for gracing us with this wonderful moment and wonderful opportunity in this holy month of Muharram to continue having these very important discussions with our beloved and dear youth. You remember very well yesterday, our discussion was about positive change. And I hope and pray you've taken a lesson or two from our yesterday's discussion, and you are reflecting on those lessons and thinking of how you're going to implement it to be able to bring about positive changes in your lives. The verse I've just quoted is a very beautiful verse, and I'm sure some of you heard this verse before, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in glorious Quran says, Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. Religion in the sight of Allah is Islam. And as you know very well, when we talk of Islam, literally, it simply means submitting yourself to the will and the command of Almighty Allah, our beloved, merciful creator. Now, departing from this beautiful verse, our topic of discussion on this beautiful Friday is the importance of striving in Islam as a young adult. And the examination is of the following stages. The first stage, we will discuss young adult or youth and religion or Islam. Young adult and religion. Second stage of our examination, why striving for Islam or in Islam for young adults is important. And then the last stage of the examination, what do I do as a youth, as a young adult, to take my understanding of Islam and the practicing of Islam to the next level? Let me remind you, my dear brothers and my dear sisters, on the first day of our discussion, we mentioned that you as a youth, you've got some powerful features in you. Those features are, if you want to be creative, you can be creative. And if you want to be productive, you can be productive. Your creativity and your productivity should also be seen in Islam, should be seen in the way you practice your faith, should be seen in the way you strive to achieve maximum success within the religion of Islam or as a Muslim. If you look at religions of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, you will realize that those religions grew and developed because of the efforts of youth like you, youth like your age. Religions of God, and I'll give you a few examples to inspire you, to encourage you, to strive a lot in Islam, Because the more you strive, the more you achieve success in terms of your understanding and your relationship with Allah and relationship with Ahlul Bayt. First example is Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah mentions in Quran that Prophet Ibrahim, when Allah sent him as a prophet, he was a youth. He was a young adult. He was somebody like the age of some of you. And being a young adult and being a youth prophet, he strove very well because he was energetic. And out of the energy he had, he became productive and he became creative. And hence, Prophet Ibrahim succeeded. And today, what we practice in Islam, it is all from the teachings of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. In fact, Allah in Quran refers to Prophet Ibrahim as a ummat, as a nation. Because no doubt, Prophet Ibrahim, who was a young adult, when he was appointed by Allah to be the leader of the nation, he managed to achieve greater success. Second example, look at Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Those who believed in Prophet Musa when God sent him with his message were youth. I would like to encourage you to read and explore. And you will come across these points that I'm sharing with you. Those who accepted the message of Prophet Musa, they were young adults. Those young adults strove in their deen, in their religion, strove in their way of understanding the teachings of Almighty God, which was sent to them by Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And because of the efforts of the young adults or the youth who were around Prophet Musa, Prophet Musa became successful in his mission, became successful in spreading the message of Almighty God. I'm mentioning this not for the sake of mentioning them, but I'm mentioning to inspire each and every one of you as youth, as young adult, not to fold your arms, but to strive in Islam, to work very hard in Islam for your own benefit and for the benefit of your community and for the benefit of your family. Third example, Quran. I'm sure you all heard the story of Ashabul Kahf or Ashabul Kahf. Allah in Quran discusses the story of Ashabul Kahf. Allah says, "Innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim wa zidnahum huda." Ashabul Kahf, they were young adults. They were youth, like the age of some of you. Fitia simply means youth or young adults. But look at how Allah described them in Quran. Amanu bi rabbihim. They believed in their Lord. Meaning those young adults, those Ashabi Kahf, they strove in their religion. Like the way we are expected to strive in Islam, to make Islam priority in our lives, to make Islam central to whatever we do in our lives. Ashabi Kahf, Allah says, when they strove and they believed in him, zidnahum huda, we increased them in their guidance. They were young like you. Now, when you come to Islam, we mentioned this on the first day, but it's important we repeat it to put everything into proper context. Prophet Muhammad said, "Inna Allah ba'athani bil haqqi bashiran wa nadhira." He said, Allah sent me with this truth. Which truth Allah sent Prophet Muhammad with? Islam. Islam is truth. And that is why I'm inviting you and inviting myself humbly to strive in Islam. Work in Islam very hard to become a true Muslim, because Islam is your identity. Yes, that's not the only identity you have. But one of the most important identity that you have in your life is this Islam. You have to be proud of being a Muslim. Not just being proud as a Muslim, but you have to be proud of being a true lover and follower of Ahlul Bayt. And when you become proud of your faith, you become proud of Islam, you become proud of being a Shia, you will definitely strive for it. You will definitely work very hard to reach the maximum and the climax of everything in this religion. Prophet Muhammad said, when I came with this religion, the younger adult accepted me, but the older generation did not accept me. It took the older generation long time to accept the Holy Prophet. But when he came, the young adult, the youth, accepted the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And that is what our tradition taught us. The Imam of our time, the 12th Imam, when he reappears, he will reappear as a young adult, youth. Youth like you. So this should inspire you to strive in this deen. It's very, very important. Now let me share with you some of the traditions of prophets and Ahlul Bayt on the need for our young adults, for our youth, like you, my dear brothers and sisters, boys and girls, to strive in your faith, to strive in Islam. First tradition is from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Prophet said, "At-ta'allumu fi sigari can nakshi fil hajar." Kindly pay attention. That whoever studies Islam while he or she is younger, in other words, whoever strives in this religion while you are young, like a young adult, you strive, you work hard, you explore about Islam, you digest about the teachings of Islam, you discuss about Islam, you strive to practice Islam. Prophet said, if a young adult does that, it will be like a drawing on a stone on a mountain. You know, when you draw something on a stone or on a mountain, it sticks there, it stays there. So when you strive as a young adult in Islam, as young as you are, you know what happens? It stays there. You grow with it. It flourishes in your life. It blossoms in your life. Islam is seen in your life. It manifests in your life. And in one tradition, our beloved Imam Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam mentioned that man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa huwa shabun mu'min. Whoever studies Quran, you strive to learn about Quran while you are a young adult who is a believer, and you are a mu'min, as young as you are, you strive every day to learn Quran. You know what Prophet, what Imam Ali mentioned? He said, "Ihtalata damahu bil Quran." Your flesh, your body is mixed with Quran. What does it mean to say? When you study Quran as a young adult, your body will be mixed with Quran. It simply means you become Qurani. Wherever you go, you act according to the teachings of Quran. But what is needed? You need to strive for it. Quran will not walk and come to you. Islam will not walk and come to you. You have to strive for it. You have to work for it. You have to earn it through your effort and through your determination. And again, the Holy Prophet mentioned, لَن تَزُولَ كَدَمَا عَبْدِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يُسْأَلُ عَنْ أَرْبَيْ أَشْيَاءَ. He said, on the day of Qiyamah, no one will be allowed to take a step until and unless the person is asked four questions. Kindly look at these questions because it has something to do with what I'm discussing. when it comes to the importance of striving in Islam as a young adult. Prophet said, number one thing you'll be questioning about is what? And the umrihi fima afna. Your life. How do you spend your life? How do you end your life? Do you end it in striving in the way of Allah, in striving in Islam, or you know, your life, you just waste it, as we mentioned previously. The second one, very important, wa an shababihi fima abla. You will be questioned, when you were youth, when you were a young adult, did you strive or not? Now you are energetic. You've got the energy. Your father is there to support you. Your mother is there to support you. They spend whatever they have for you to become a good person. Do you take advantage of it or not? So Prophet said, any young adult or youth who fails to take advantage of his youthfulness, advantage of the resources he or she has, by striving in Islam, you will be questioned about it on the day of Qiyamah. But I know all of you are striving in Islam because you are here listening to my majlis. And the fact that you are attending this majlis in your good number every day tells me that the future is bright, tells me that the Imam of our time is proud of you, tells me that you are striving in Islam. And that is what is expected of our young adult and our youth. In one tradition, the Holy Prophet said, Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, utlubul akhira. Oh, the gathering of the young adult, seek akhira, look for akhira. What does it mean to say look for akhira? Meaning strive in Islam. Strive in the way of Allah. Don't fold your arms. So in short, there is a strong relationship between Islam or religion and younger adults. Last tradition I want to share here before we go to the second stage of my examination is what? You know, Prophet said, on the day of Qiyamah again, there will be no shade. The only shade that will be available will be provided by Allah. And Prophet mentioned different people who will be provided with shades on the day of Qiyamah. One of them, Prophet said, Shabun nasha'a fi ibadati rabbi. A young adult who strives in his faith. Youth who strives and determine and make effort in his faith in whatever way possible. Shabun nasha'a fi ibadati rabbi. And one of the group who will be provided with a shade on the day of Qiyamah. Rajulani tahabba fillah ishtama alayhi wa tafarraka alayhi. Two people, two men, two adults, two women, two youth who come together, not for the sake of anything, but for the sake of striving in their faith, for the sake of striving in Islam. Allah will provide you with shade on the day of Qiyamah. And so therefore, my dear youth, let's get inspired by these teachings that I've just shared with you when it comes to the relationship between young adults and deen, religion or Islam, because religion to us is Islam. Second stage of my examination. Why do I have to strive for Islam? I'm telling you now, strive. Question. Why do I have to strive? What do I gain? What do I get when I strive for Islam? Kindly, I beg you pay attention. For instance, I encourage you to say, pray salat, fast, go and serve in Imam Bara or Imam Barga, recite Quran. This is all striving in the way of Islam. Question, what benefit do I get when I strive in the way of Islam? There are so many benefits. And the benefit is not the only day of judgment. This benefit You will see them in this world. When you as a young adult or even an elderly person strive in the way of Islam, the first benefit is that it will take care of your natural needs, which need. You know, in life, we all need peace of mind, sukoon. We all need itminan, tranquility in our hearts. And Quran mentioned, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِكَ هَلُوعًا. Insan has fear in him. What if I lose my job? What if I fail in my examination? What if I lose my family? What if I'm infected by coronavirus? What if I'm infected by cancerous virus, whatever? We all have this fear in life, isn't it? One of the best ways to overcome this fear is when you have sense of peace, when you have sense of tranquility. There are so many ways you can get peace, you can get tranquility. But the best way is what? Is to strive in your faith, is to strive in your religion. If you strive in Islam as a young adult, as youth, as a future leader in our community, it gives you peace of mind. Because striving in Islam is simply means connecting with the source of blessings. What is the source of blessings? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So when I say strive in the way of Islam, it simply means connecting with Almighty God. So that's the first benefit. It will give you peace of mind. Somebody may come and tell you, but sir, I've been striving in Islam and I don't have peace. I say, no, check the way you are striving. Are you doing it well or not? Don't give up. Keep striving in the way of Islam. Keep practicing your Islam. Keep helping in Imam Barga. Keep organizing these majlis. You will be shocked. The peace will come your way from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's number one. Second benefit, why we strive in Islam and why we practice our faith is that it gives you an opportunity to talk to God. You know, in life, when you have so many problems, so many issues, sometimes what you need is for somebody to listen to you. When you go to psychologists, sometimes they don't have anything to tell you. They only listen to you. And by them listening to you, it solves your problem. That's why then sometimes when you give people hearing, they look at you, they say, thank you for giving me your hearings and audience. Striving in faith in Islam is a way of communicating with God, especially when you've got sins, especially when you've committed wrongs. So when we say strive in Islam as a young adult, we are inviting you to do something very, very powerful, which will help you in your life before even the reward of the day of judgment. Number three benefit. As to the reason why we as young adults should strive in Islam, is that, you know, in life, when you are so exhausted, you are so tired, you've done something, you're so tired. What do? Sometimes you take a sleep, isn't it? Some call it power nap. Here in the UK, they say you have to take a power nap. Sleep, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, you become okay with it. But Islam comes out in Quran that one of the best ways to refresh yourself is to strive in the way of Allah, is to pray salah, is to serve the community, is to reach out to someone. These are all angles of striving in Islam. When you strive, what happens? It gives you that refreshment. You get refreshed. You get boosted. You get energized and you want to do more. So as a young adult, if there is something that you need to pay attention to, that you need to be doing more before you lose this energy, is what? Is to strive in Islam, is to strive in your faith, is to become good Muslim, good Shia, with lover and follower of Ahlul Bayt, who is proud of his faith. And she's proud of her faith. When she wears hijab, she's proud of it. When she prays, she's proud of it. These are all angles of striving in our future. And the other benefit is what? You know, if you look at our lives in this world, we are so limited. We are limited by time. We are limited by space. If you look at time now, we are limited by it. But so what we need to do to overcome these limitations is to connect with the unlimited. Who is unlimited? One and only Allah. So when you strive in Islam, you know what you are doing? You are trying to connect with the unlimited. Because you are limited. It's like a life. You don't have something. You have to go to the one who has it, isn't it? If you don't have something, you cannot fold your arms and do nothing. You have to go to the person who has it, and the person will support you and help you. Likewise, when it comes to striving in Islam, you have to connect. It's a way of connecting with the unlimited. And last but not least, when we talk of striving in Islam, it's what? It helps to perfect your akhlaq. It helps to perfect your behavior. It helps to make you a better person. Because practicing your faith, practicing your religion is a way of making sure that your akhlaq become the best. And that is why we encourage you to strive in Islam. It will help you wherever you go in your life. Now, last stage of the examination. We've spoken the benefit of striving. And youth can strive. But how do you do it? Few practical tips. Number one, make time to read and study about Islam. You are a Muslim, born Shia, I agree. But if you don't read and you don't make time for it, you will not enjoy it. So reading is a way of striving in Islam. Read, strive for it, work hard for it. It will help you. That's number one. Number two, be in the cycle of friends who remind you of Islam. Not you are with your friends and they don't care about Islam. Salat time, they don't remind you about it. No. Be around people who will always remind you about your faith. Who will always remind you about Islam. You know, Imam Zainal Abidin mentioned in Dua Abu Hamza al-Fubali. There are two groups of people. Group of dead people and group of people who are alive. Dead, not those who have left this world. But dead in the sense that they don't remind you of your Islam. They don't tell you to strive. Alive meaning those who remind you. So your friends must be those who remind you of this Islam and who encourage you to strive in the way of Almighty Allah. Number three practical tip is what? Find excuses to serve in the community. Ask the leaders of the community, what can I do to support in this holy month of Muharram? Find excuses. Serve. It's very, very important. Strive to do something. Maybe you want to hold the alarm. You want to hold the lash. Do something. Find excuse as a young adult. The more you do it, the more you enjoy and the more rewarding it becomes. The next practical tips. If you do not understand anything in Islam, don't keep it yourself. Ask. Find out. Talk to your Mawlana. Talk to your Sheikh. Speak to your parents. I don't understand this thing. I want to know more about it. For instance, hijab, you don't understand it and you want to understand it. Don't shy away. Find out about it. Discuss about it. It will help you a lot. But if you don't understand something and you keep quiet and you don't practice it, you are harming yourself. You are not doing favor to yourself. So find out. Question. Quran says, Fas'alu ahla dhikr in kuntum la ta'lam. Like I'm discussing, I'm teaching you. If you do not understand it, write it and find out. The more you find out, the more you know. And that will also serve as striving in your faith. And last but not least, make Islam a priority. Don't make Islam secondary. Make it priority. And I promise you, you will see the benefit of it in your life. If you don't make it priority, you make it secondary, you'll not enjoy it. When you make it a priority, Islam will come to you and you will enjoy it. And that is why the masaib I would like to recite briefly now is a masaib of someone who initially wasn't a Muslim, but he became Muslim because of Aba Abdullah ibn Husayn, Hazrat Wahab al-Kalbi. He was a Christian. He got married only 17 days ago when Aba Abdullah was passing by his house. He saw Imam al-Husayn. He went to talk to Aba Abdullah. "Who are you?" Imam al-Husayn said, "I'm Husayn, the son of Ali, the son of Abu Talib." He asked him, "Where are you going?" He said, "I'm going to remove oppression and injustice." Wahab wished Imam al-Husayn well. He said, "May God bless you to achieve success." He went back. Wahab's mom came to him, said, "Who are you talking to?" He said, "It's Husayn, the son of Ali." The mother said, "Do you know his father? It was because of the prayers of his father. That is why you are alive today, Wahab." Wahab asked his mother, "How?" Said, "When I carried you, when I was expecting you, when I was pregnant, I had a lot of problems, complications. Then we went to his father, and his father prayed. And today, Wahab, you are alive." Look at young Wahab. He asked his mother, "What do you want from me?" She said, "I want us to join the religion of this month and that of his father. And let us strive and be with this man. Let us strive and be with the companions of this man." They joined Imam and said, "Look at youth. He's strong in his religion." And it was his turn. He went to Imam al-Husayn. Imam al-Husayn gave him permission. He went to the battlefield. He fought. When he was going, his wife told him, "Don't go." He kept going. His wife told him, "Don't go." He kept going. His wife told him, "Don't go." He kept going. All of a sudden, she said, "Go." He stopped. He asked her, "Why are you asking me? Don't go now." She said, "Because I see the children of Rasulullah, they are striving. There is no water for them. There is no food for them." He went, he fought, they killed him. But you know, when they killed him, they took his head and they threw his head to his mother. His mother took the head and she said, "If Allah will give me 20 of these heads, I will give it to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam." وسيعلم الذين ظلموا آل محمد أي منقلب ينقلبون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. معتم الحسين. يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين, يا حسين.